Join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Let me just say that with this headline, my heart was greatly disturbed. Christians in Pakistan are told Islam or else. We'll discuss all of that and so very, very much more with our global headlines.
Praise the Lord. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28. My Bible says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Not only that, but Galatians 5:22 says when you're filled with the Spirit, there'll be a difference in your daily walk and your attitude. Why? Because the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace. Amen. Rexella, the psalmist could say in chapter 37, verse 25, some of you have lost your job, but a better day is coming. Trust the Lord. What the psalmist say? I've been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And oh, I love Psalm 84:11. No good thing will God withhold from those who walk uprightly, who are right with Him. Amen and amen.
We do have a better day coming. If it's not right now, it's going to be in the future. Jack's going to talk about that in just a moment. But the Lord doesn't want you not to have peace right now. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. He wants to be the one to comfort you.
And not only that, Rexella, Jesus is coming. And Titus 2:13 says we're to be looking for that blessed hope. Now, wait a minute. The word there in the Greek is looking for that happy hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You folks who say, oh, it never happened in my lifetime. No one knows the day and the hour. You know what's wrong with you? You don't want to see Jesus. But as I quoted Dr. Billy Graham last week, he said he believes the Lord Jesus is standing there ready to make his descent and say, come up hither, Revelation 4:1, and we sweep through the heavenlies in the twinkling of an eye. But the best part of it all is they shall see Jesus' face, Revelation 22:4.
Oh, Jack, I love that, don't you? Everything's by faith right now. But one day, we're going to see him. Oh, how wonderful that is. Well, you know, the United States has always been sympathetic toward the state of Israel. In fact, President Harry Truman, was the first one to recognize Israel as a nation. There were other presidents also who recognized him as a nation. Here is John Adams. Thank the Lord for him, who he was a Christian, Bible-believing. And then also another president, Theodore Roosevelt, looked forward to the Jews returning to the land and rebuilding their temple. Did you know that about our presidents? Let's go on. Pakistan agrees to impose Islamic law in Northwest region. And this one truly shocked me. Islam or else. Now, the Christians in Pakistan are facing violence there. And they're told, you've got to embrace Islam or you'll be put to death. And warning over surveillance state. We'll discuss that. Are you not happy that our country, is it not wonderful that our country has never been anti-Semitic? We've always been for the land of Israel, Jack, and for that state being established.
Oh, thank God for those two presidents, John Adams and Theodore Roosevelt, who looked forward to Israel coming back to its own land and establishing a temple. And it's close, ladies and gentlemen. Ezekiel 36:24 says, I'll take you from among the Gentiles, gather you out of all nations, and bring you Jews into your own land. Don't make any mistake about it. It's their land. Or throw your Bible away if you don't believe it. Now, Amos 9:15 says, I will plant them in their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord God Yahweh. But you remember that old spiritual, them bones, dry bones, them bones, them dry bones, the ankle bone connect to the head bone. Why? I'll soon have that on record, Rexella.
Okay.
What does it mean? The Bible interprets the Bible. Ezekiel 37, verse 11, these bones are the whole house of Israel. coming back to their land, Matthew 24:32. Now listen carefully. In verses 12 and 13, he's talking about these bones coming back to life. He doesn't mean literal Jews coming back to life. The bones there are buried in the nations of the world. And he says, I will open your grave, the nation where you've been in bondage for centuries, and I will cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into your own land. And they've been there since 1948. They weren't there since 586 BC. 2,534 years, they're home now. And oh, these two presidents are probably in heaven looking down and rejoicing for the stand that they took for Israel. And they said, for their temple. Just 2 weeks ago, I told you that Rabbi Glick called all the journalists and reporters together in Israel and said, we are going to wreck the temple soon. We have a modular form. We can get it together in a matter of weeks. But what really thrilled me is the Sanhedrin's back in power after centuries of not being in existence. And they cannot build a temple without the Sanhedrin. But even greater, you must be a Kohen or a Kohenite, for they are of the tribe of Levi. And only Levites can be priests. They've measured 200 Kohens right now with the priestly garments. They're made and ready to go. And we know this is one of the latter signs before Jesus comes. How do I know? Because when this leader comes out of the New World Order and makes peace with Israel and the nations, in Daniel 9:26, he has a covenant with them for 7 years of peace in verse 27. But wait a minute. He allows them to have sacrifices and oblations, offerings in their temple. But after 42 months, he withdraws it all. And their oblations and sacrifices are finished. But it proves there's a temple here right after the peace is made. Jesus is coming soon. Amen.
That's really, really good news. But it doesn't surprise you that not everybody sees Israel in that light. Globally, Jack, anti-Semitism is on the rise.
Sure.
Why?
And when this world leader comes to power, Rexella, he sits in that temple, 2 Thessalonians 2:4. And the Jews are suffering now because they've gone back to their land and they're saying it's not their land, it is their land. But Jesus predicted this. He says, here is one of the great signs just before I return. Speaking to his people, the Jews of that day, Matthew 24:9, you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. He said in John 16:2, the day will come that whosoever kills you will think he's doing God a service. Hey, that sounds like now. And in Revelation 12:13, they persecute the woman which brought forth the man child. The Virgin Mary brought forth Jesus of the Jewish lineage. And I'll tell you, folks, it's going to get worse. There's an hour of tribulation coming, and they're going to give this numerical number, and it has to do with the financial catastrophe. That's why it's all so near. And Revelation 6:9 says, I beheld under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and their testimony, and they're being killed because they will not take the 666 mark.
I was quite surprised, weren't you, about the article on Pakistan where Christians are being threatened and where the people actually are in favor of those terrorists, Jack. Yeah. Pakistan, where are they going? What do you think?
And you think you have problems here in America, a Christian nation? I'll tell you, there will be a time of persecution for the Christians. I already quoted Revelation 20, verse 4. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the word of the Lord, and because they would not receive the mark, 666, and the name of the beast, and the number of his name, that's 666. Listen to me carefully now. Why do we Christians think that if we get saved, everything is wonderful, the health and wealth doctrine? Wait a minute, that's not what the Bible teaches. All who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, 2 Timothy 3:12. Does that sound like the health and wealth gospel? And Philippians 1:29 says, unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe, but also to suffer for his sake. And Revelation 2:10 says, be faithful unto death and I'll give you a crown of life. We've got, even in the midst of all the adversaries and all the turmoil and the financial catastrophe that's going on in America, we still have it so much better than most of the Christians of the world.
Okay, Jack, if we're going to have a one world government, and you all recognize this, they've got to be able to keep track of everybody. My, what a headline, warning over surveillance state. Now, they're talking right now about England, the society there, and how they're being threatened with such surveillance they've never known before. And it is growing around the world, isn't it, Jack?
I'll tell you, that's the last sign just before Jesus comes. We're going up, and soon. But listen to me. Here's where it happens in Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18, a prophecy 2,000 years old. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. And his number is 600, 666. A score is 20, 60. So the infamous number, 666. Nobody knows the day or the hour. Jesus said you'll know when it's near, even at the door, Matthew 24:33. In fact, in the Greek, it's imperative. I command you to know when it's near, even at the door. Let's get rid of our whining and start rejoicing that we're going to see Jesus soon. Is the world going to end? Never. 120 times this book says no. The earth abides forever, Ecclesiastes 1:4. Yahweh God created the earth. It shall never, never be removed, Psalm 104, verse 5. It's a world without end, Isaiah 45:17 and Ephesians 3:21. Now unto God be glory in the church throughout all ages. World without end. Amen and amen. So sleep well. But these are frightening things. And I'll tell you, if you don't know Jesus, you better trust him today.
Oh, good advice. Wind up time before the Lord comes. How wonderful to know that we can have the Lord, we can have him in our life, we can be forgiven of anything in our life we don't want there or ashamed of. Oh, Jack, would you give the invitation now for people to open their hearts?
I like what you said, Rexella. When you come to Christ and ask for forgiveness of your sins, he not only cleanses you, but he says, I'll never remember them again. Your sins are forgotten forever. Hebrews 8:12. Look at me and pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, Savior of the world, your signs are here that you gave, all of them. Your coming is right at the door. You're standing in heaven, ready to come. And I'm not ready. Lord Jesus, hear me. Forgive my sin, cleanse me, wash me, save me now, forever and forever. I pray this in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
The most important decision you ever made. I trust that you prayed that prayer with Jack. If you did, would you write to me, please? There's my address. I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. Just write. I'll get it in the mail immediately. Congratulations that you prayed the prayer. And let me just remind you, we have a very good website, jvim.com. Right there it is. And we're there all the time for you. I want to leave you with this wonderful thought. It's good. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but doesn't get you anywhere. How true. We look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added. Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,